here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are kicking the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, The Soccer Shack, Salen's Meat Products, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Tonight we'll talk about the very disappointing weekend of soccer for our local and national soccer fans and give our views on the U.S.-Japan World Cup final. We'll also be speaking with the Rhinos' Alfonso Montalvan, Western New York Flash, and New Zealand defender Ali Riley. And our very special guest will be the 2008 MLS MVP, former Argentinian international Guillermo Barros Schelotto. And now here's our distinguished host, Joe Sirianni.
Hi, Andrew, and welcome to Soccer Kick in the Grass. For all the fans that watched the game yesterday, please know that I almost had a heart attack. You know,
as you and Julie Foudy about 10 times over.
Yeah, no, unbelievable. I mean, I just, it was one of those games that, you know, you wish for the best, you have the best, and then all of a sudden you let it slip away from you. So, you know, I'm sure that we're going to talk a little bit more about it, but, you know, not only the United States soccer, women's soccer team lost, but the Rhino also lost, and Argentina lost, and
Brazil lost. But the Flash won.
But the Flash won yesterday. So congratulations to the Flash. I was able to watch the game last night. I was impressed, you know, even though they missed all the stars. But the ones that are left behind, they did a great job. Christina Sinclair was there wearing her nose guard and stuff like that. So we'll talk about that a little bit later.
She's imposing enough by herself, and now she's got that face mask on because she suffered a broken nose in the Germany match against Canada at the World Cup, so it shows how tough she is. But we have a lot to talk about tonight. I want to mention that our good friend Dick Howard is in the U.K. right now. We'll hope to have him on next week to talk about what's going on over there with the world of soccer. A lot of news and transfers going on, but obviously we want to talk about one thing to start with. If you want to go see Abby Wambach, Hope Solo, Megan Rapinoe, Christy Rampone, Becky Sauerbrunn, Shannon Box, Alex Morgan, Marta, Christine Sinclair, Ali Riley, all the great stars that we saw in the World Cup, they'll be in town Wednesday. Magic Jack against the Western New York Flash. Over 12,000 tickets have been sold. It's going to be the biggest crowd at Salen Stadium, I think, since the opening match back in 2006 when the Rhinos opened the then Paytech Park. There's still 2 days left. If you want to go to this match, go to the stadium tomorrow and get your tickets. There's a good chance this could be a complete sellout. We don't want you to miss out on this. It's going to be a very special occasion. And if you want to see these great stars of the Women's World Cup and give your tribute to them and how hard and tremendous their play was, Wednesday night's the place to be, Salen Stadium.
Well, you know, one little correction, Rapinoe plays for Philadelphia.
No, she doesn't. She was traded. She was traded to Magic. She wasn't traded. She was bought by Magic Jack for $100,000.
Oh, my God.
Biggest transfer fee in WPS history.
And I tell you, she's worth the whole thing.
She was one of the best players in that term. We had her on our show recently before she was traded. She was traded actually right after right during the break. So she, What a match she had yesterday. And we were talking all day today, Joe and I, because we taped an interview with Guillermo Barros Schelotto earlier today, so we had a chance to talk a lot about the World Cup. And, you know, I know Joe's going to have some things to say about this, but I'll say there's one person who is to blame for the U.S. losing. Barack Obama, because every time he gets behind something, they lose. Chicago lost the Olympics. The U.S. lost the World Cup bid for 2022. He's tweeting all over the place yesterday about the United States, and we lost. You know, Mr. President, stick to politics. Stay away from sports, okay? Do us all a favor.
Well, Andrew, just to clarify, we're not a political show. The person that I blame for losing the game yesterday, it's not the players, it's the coach. You know, she made some great things during the game, and I know the previous game she made some key replacement of players, but yesterday she did a blunder. You know, she took Rapinoe out. She had no playing on that shootout. They went with the same lineup that they had, you know, that they went against.
Well, except for Rapinoe.
Except
for
Rapinoe.
Okay.
So the reality of the things that I think that the Japanese people analyzed the shootout against France, right?
Against
Brazil. So they already knew, you know, what we were going to do, what the United States players were going to do, and I, you know, it's difficult to blame anybody, but the reality of the thing that when you look at you know, when you look at a defeat like this, when you're at the brink of making United States soccer really, really, really good, and make the league that we have really prosper and interested in, you know, in soccer, to get new people to invest into the league, and you know, those are the future of soccer. In the women team, it's really the future of soccer in the United States. I'm not talking bad about the men's soccer, because you know, they too needs to be improved. But the reality of the thing, that when you look at the women's soccer, they play attractive soccer. They don't fall down and cry for help.
Except for Erica from Brazil.
Yeah, except and Marta too, a little bit, but
not that much.
Yeah. But the reality of the thing is that we lost the game yesterday. We were winning the game twice. We had so many chances that we should have put the game away in the first 15, 20 minutes. And then even in the overtime period, we had, everyone back had a beautiful ball across the goal, and she unfortunately shot it wide.
Yeah, that was after Japan scored. Yeah. Abby had a great chance right in front of goal. O'Reilly put it right on her foot, and she hit it over the bar for about 5 yards. But I tell you, if you want to say who the MVP of this tournament was, you could talk about Amori Sato. What a great tournament she had. But the hero of the game for Japan was
the goalie.
No, it was not the goalie. It was Azusa Iwashimizu. She was the defender who was sent off for taking Alex Morgan down in the 121st minute, because if she didn't do that, Alex Morgan probably would have won the game for the United States. So she basically gave herself up and deliberately fouled her to stop her from scoring at the end, and so she was sent off. But the players were all hugging her. They knew that that's exactly what she had to do, or Japan probably would have lost the match. So she did what she had to do, and that got them through the shootout. I think the U.S. players in the shootout they didn't do very well at all. Abby was the only one who shot with authority.
No, I mean,
I can't believe that. I love Kari Loy. She gave us an Olympic gold medal, but she did not play well yesterday. Everything was off target from her. Why would you pick her to take a penalty? When she stepped up for that second penalty, I said, oh, my goodness, she's going to hit it over the bar. And that's exactly what she did.
And Tobin Heath, the same thing.
Well, I mean, they brought her in for Megan Rapinoe. Why would Rapinoe out of the game? If she had that free kick at the end, she probably could have scored on it, like a Beckham free kick.
If Rapinoe was there in place of Tobin, she would have scored.
I mean,
we can ponder all we want, but the reality of the thing that Japan played a good game, and you know, they never give up. Everybody gives them a lot of kudos, and so do I, because those girls, they really won the victory. They won the victory for their country, for whatever, and most of the world was on their side.
Well,
but the fact is that that takes nothing away from the United States women team, because they wanted to win for the country and for themselves.
Of course they did, and it's a miracle on ice. And Japan was the miracle. They beat the number one team, the number two team, and the number five team to win the tournament. And we're going to get a perspective from Allie Riley, because she played against Japan in the group stage for New Zealand. And New Zealand did very well against Japan. They lost the game, but they played very well. So we'll see what Allie has to say about playing against the World Cup champions.
And prior to that, the United States beat Japan all the time.
Yeah, this is the first time Japan... honestly, they did not beat... The game actually ended in a tie. It was officially a tie. Japan won the tiebreaker to win the World Cup, but it is officially a tie in the record books. There's no consolation, mm-hmm. but that's the case. But we're going to talk more about this as we go along with the show. As a matter of fact, we talk a bit about it in our interview with Guillermo Barros Scalotto. We're going to have that right coming up next. The former Boca Juniors of Columbus Crew forward. We taped an interview with him earlier today. We'll hear that next on Soccer is Kicking the Grass and your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé. Pittsford United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda. Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsford, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Watch the sparks fly as Rochester enters the highest level of women's professional soccer in the world with the Western New York Flash. Starring five-time FIFA Player of the Year, Marta. Ball girl opportunities, season, and group ticket specials online at WNYFlash.com. Strike it big with Marta and the Flash. Get struck.
Come see the Flash Wednesday, July 20th at 7:30 at Salem Stadium against Abby Wambach and Magic Jack SC. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
New Way Auto Parts, with six locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store, servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to HanAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HANAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Rhinos continue playing their 16th season. The Rhinos' next home match is Friday, July 22nd at 8 p.m. against the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. Rhinos' single-game tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. Group sale discounts are available. Get the complete 2011 schedule by visiting the Rhinos website at rhinosoccer.com. Be at the heart of the Rhinos action at Salem Stadium all season long.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
And we're back on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Siriani. Coming up, we have Alfonso Montalcovan from the Rhinos coming up at 7 o'clock. And then Allie Riley from the Western New York Flash and a member of the very proud Football Ferns of New Zealand. She'll be on at 7:15. But Joe, earlier today we had a talk with one of the greatest players ever to come out of Argentina. And he played right here in the United States for the Columbus Crew, Guillermo Barros Scalotto. And talks on a lot of very interesting subjects.
And he's one of the guys that really give us an inside effect on soccer in Argentina and the United States, and above all, what should be done in soccer in the United States.
So
because he's here in the United States to help the young kids become good soccer players.
He's opened up an academy with his countryman Gino Paluda, who also played for the Columbus Crew. Both are retired now. But we talk a lot about with the youth development with Guillermo. We'll get to go to the interview right now on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Now on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, we're very happy to be joined by one of the top players in recent years in Major League Soccer. He played a 20-year professional career, played many years in Argentina for his hometown team, Gimnasia La Plata, and 11 years for Boca Juniors. He was the 2008 MLS MVP, MLS Cup MVP, led the Columbus Crew to the title in 2008. And now he's back in Columbus starting a new venture, the Scalotto and Padula Soccer Academy. Very happy to have with us Guillermo Barros Scalotto, and his appearance today is brought to you by the Soccer Shack, where you can get all of your MLS gear, all your international soccer gear. Number to call is 244-1460. Guillermo, thank you very much for being on our show tonight.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, Guillermo, obviously there's been so much going on in the world of soccer these last few weeks, but I want to talk to you about the end of your career. You decided to retire at the end of last year. You went back to Argentina after playing for Columbus for 3 years. You played one last season with Gimnasia La Plata. Why did you decide to retire at this stage and start the soccer academy?
We were talking with Gino in last December in Argentina about what we can do in Columbus right now, because he retired, I was almost retired. So we got the idea for Soccer Academy, because I think we can give some tips, give to the player, the young player, something special. Because in Argentina, you know, the academy is very important. We think it is the future for the soccer. So maybe we can hear and we explain how you can be ready to be professional.
Gary Moody, who helped set up this interview, said that a lot of this is for underprivileged children. And I know that in Argentina, the Boca Juniors is the team of the poor people. So I know that's something I'm sure that there's a lot of kids in Columbus that are going to benefit from yourself and Gino putting this academy together and teaching them about the game.
Yeah, it's true. In Argentina, sometimes you can get a lot of problems. But here, the children are really good at health. Maybe Gino and me can give something special, because we play soccer professional for 20 years. I hope can give something help to them for running, playing soccer.
Well, Guillermo, this is Joe Siriani. First of all, I'd like to welcome you to Soccer Kick in the Grass. And the connection that I have with soccer, in the past, I dealt a lot with people from Argentina, players from Argentina that have come to play in Rochester, the like of Francisco Escos and many other, you know, many other people.
Harry Palmieri
and so many more.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I have admired in them is that, you know, when you play soccer with passion, you play soccer because, you know, it's in the blood. And just like you said, now you want to give back to the American kids and teach them, you know, what it is to have the fever in the blood to be able to play soccer at the highest level. And naturally, when you teach kids, you have to teach kids in the beginning of their career, like from 5 years old and up, because when they get to 10, 15, 16 years old, they already learn either the good habits or the bad habits. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think it's true. I think the boys should to learn when they are young, because when you get after 20, I think it's impossible to get some tips. Maybe when you are 13, 14, that is the moment where you had to learn a lot of things about soccer, about how to be professional, how to be play with patience, doing smart, because the soccer is a lot technique, but a lot tactic. You need to be smart when you play. That is very important. You have to think about what I'm doing in the field.
I believe that what we just talked about, that's how you grew up. Tell us a little bit about your career, how you started. How old were you when you started playing soccer? And then the advancement that you made, you know, to come to America and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I began to play soccer when I was 5 years old, and then played for Gimnasia Academy. Gimnasia was my first team, like professional, so I spent like 5 years, 6 years in the academy, and then I went to training with the professional when I was 70 years old. I started to be professional in that moment. I think it is very important when you go to academy, got the idea for to be professional. You have to learn in the academy how you can get to be professional.
We're with Guillermo Barros Scalotto, the great player from Argentina, from Boca Juniors and Gimnasia La Plata, and of course the Columbus Crew. And Guillermo, in Diego Maradona's book, he named you as one of the top 100 players in his eyes of all time. And I know you've had a long relationship with Maradona. Tell us about Maradona as a person. What is he like outside of what we see on the field or in the coaching box?
For me, he's amazing. I met with him in Boca Juniors and 14 years ago when he was playing still. And then we spent 6 months playing together, and we get along. Even he coming in my last game in Gimnasia in June. But he's a good person. He got a problem, I know, with the drug, but he's recovering. Right now he's good. He helped very good, and he's coaching, and I want the best thing for him because he's a really good person.
Speaking of Argentina, Argentina has been in the news a lot lately in soccer, and I guess it started about a month or so ago when Boca Juniors, your former team, was relegated for the first time ever, and we saw the scenes after the match of the fans, you know, rioting in the stadium. Tell us your thoughts about that, because this would be like the New York Yankees being sent down to AAA.
Yeah. It's very difficult to talk about River because nobody have a real playing relegation, but it's a reality. I think the people get very angry with manager Passarella, with the team. I think you can get a championship or go to relegation, but the people, the heavy should be there.
You know, Guillermo, I think that people in America, they don't understand the, you know, sometimes the tradition of soccer, you know, longevity of a club, you know, like Boca Junior, because it has developed with so many good players, has been around for so many years. And then all of a sudden, you know, they get relegated in a second division. And that's a big blow to the fans that support the team for many, many years. And of course, you know, the management is punishable because they made bad decision. And Passarella, which is the coach and was a national coach, he should have known better. So, you know, there was things that they did that was not good.
Yeah, but I think the soccer in Argentina, we feel different because the crowd get angry when the team not win. But I think it's very difficult to explain how you feel in the stadium when you are watching some games in Argentina.
Well, you know, one of the things that the American people don't know, you know, what is very prominent in Argentina and in Europe is that you got the aficionados, you got the people that support the team, and they buy into the club, but they got the season ticket holder, and that's how the team survive, because people become desperados. So, yeah. And those are the people that are the rebels. Those are the people that pay the money to go watch the game and be there in good and bad time. And when they see that the management doesn't do the right thing, then they rebel.
Yeah, it's sad, I think, for Argentina, because we got a very good players, very good soccer, but sometimes the people ask for something special for to go to the stadium and speak with the player, with the manager. Everyone get nervous for to play, and I think it's happening in real play, and it is sad, very sad.
Guillermo, another big event going on right now is the Copa America in your native Argentina, and Argentina and Brazil were both knocked out on penalties over the weekend, which is a shock to, I think, every soccer fan. But a couple of things I want to ask you. The status of Lionel Messi with the national team has been called into question. He plays so well for Barcelona, but he hasn't transitioned that to the national team. He was not his usual spectacular self in the World Cup, and in this tournament, the team didn't play very well. What tell us about your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I think Messi, he is really good in Barcelona, but not national team. I think because Barcelona get really good team, and Argentina brings some star players like Messi, like Tevez, like Pastore, but the coach for Argentina, he couldn't get the team, like, what is our tactic? He never came to talk with them. I think he talked about that with them, but he never get the tactics for Argentina. So we are waiting only for one Messi play or for Tevez. But I think when you get the level like Copa America, you need a team. Like Venezuela, for example. They don't have one player like Messi, but they get a team.
And they're playing very well right now. The other question I want to ask you is, and this came up because yesterday, as you know, the U.S. women lost on penalties in the World Cup final. And there's been some talk by some people in our local media about tournament should not end with penalty kicks. They should do. One person said they should keep playing until somebody scores. And we had that in Rochester about 40 years ago. The game went 172 minutes before somebody scored. So you can't do that. But as a player, what would you do instead of penalties to decide a tied match in a tournament like the Copa America or the World Cup?
Well, I think it's good. I think when you play 120 minutes and nobody won, I think the penalty is okay. I saw the game yesterday. I watched the game for USA women. I feel bad for USA because I won a USA champion. But almost. Just 3 minutes. It is a soccer. The soccer is like that.
Guillermo, just to because you watched the game yesterday, and I too, I'm disappointed a lot. And I give the blame to the coach because she made some bad mistake. Do you agree?
I don't know. I watched yesterday the game, but I couldn't see the other games. But I think United States play better than Japan. If you can check, for example, two goals for Japan, they got a lot lucky. But I don't know. I can't talk about USA women because just I watched the game for yesterday.
Oh, I see. So, I mean, I don't like penalties myself. I think what they should do in the Rugby World Cup, and I know rugby is a big sport in Argentina, they decide in a final, it's the team with the fewest.
Yeah, but if you got a 120 minutes for to win and you couldn't, I think, okay, it's different. I think it's different if USA yesterday lost for penalty. So you can feel different if you lost 3-0. Then if you go to penalty and the winner is other one. I think, okay, congratulations to Japan, but United States will be in the main at the everyone really good because they play really good. So you can win, you can lose, but it's okay. This is soccer.
It's true. So it's always a winner and a loser. It's very true. But one more thing I want to ask you, Guillermo. On Saturday, you were at Crew Stadium, I believe, for the first time since you left the club in the end of 2010 for Brian McBride being inducted into the Circle of Honor. Tell us about that experience coming back to see the fans at Columbus Crew Stadium.
I feel happy because I spent a lot of time in Columbus Crew Stadium, and I was very happy here. So I come back after 6 months, and I could see the team, how it's going, some friends. I could see a lot of people in the crowd, and so I'm happy to be here. I will go again next Saturday. They are playing with Portland. I will be in the stadium, so I feel really good here in Columbus.
Well, we're all glad that you and Gino are doing this at the Academy in this time in soccer in America. We need people like yourself and Gino and the pros to teach the kids what it takes to be a great player, a professional player, and the proper way to teach them, because I think that's something that's a little bit lacking in this country, is that good, solid coaches who have a lot of experience teaching the young kids the basics of the game. And I think it's a great thing you're doing with Gino Paluda, and we'd love to have you on the show down the road and you tell us more about how the Academy is coming along. Best of luck to you and Gino with the Academy.
Thank you very much.
Ciao, Guillermo.
Bye-bye.
That was Guillermo Barros-Scalotto, and Joe, what a gentleman he is. And I hope his academy with Gino Paluda does very well in Columbus. Maybe it's a start of something with some of these former MLS players getting involved with coaching the youth.
Well, just I remember in the old days, and I don't want to bring the old days back, but those were good days where the guys from Europe that came and play, and the Lancer used to have clinics all the time. And those guys, they went and taught the kids. I mean, and the people that you see at the Rhinos game, those were the kids of those days. And they played, over 30, over 40 soccer, over 50 soccer now, because that was inbred in them, and they were taught by the best.
I know, and then the Rhinos and the Flash, I know, are doing the same thing now. So it's a great credit to all these professionals and giving their time to help the next generation of soccer players. And speaking of great soccer players, our next guest is certainly one of the top players from the Rhinos. We'll be right back with midfielder Alfonso Montalvan on your Sports Leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Casey Keller. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Your local sports leader.
You're listening to WYSL1040.com on the web.
FM 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL
Avon Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak, is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Is your family growing and it's time to move up to your next home? You can afford to build your next home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? Faber homes are in communities with good schools, parks, and the conveniences your family needs. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes, great homes, great price.
Watch the sparks fly as Rochester enters the highest level of women's professional soccer in the world with the Western New York Flash. starring five-time FIFA Player of the Year, Marta. Ball Girl Opportunities Season and Group Ticket Specials online at WNYFlash.com. Strike it big with Marta and The Flash. Get struck.
Come see The Flash Wednesday, July 20th at 7:30 at Salem Stadium against Abby Wambach and Magic Jack SC. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
The Rochester Rhinos continue play in their 16th season. The Rhinos' next home match is Friday, July 22nd at 8 p.m. against the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. Rhinos' single-game tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. Group sale discounts are available. Get the complete 2011 schedule by visiting the Rhinos' website at rhinosoccer.com. Be at the heart of the Rhinos' action at Salem Stadium all season long.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
We're back with Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti, Joe Redcard Sirianni here on WYSL. And coming up at about 7:15, we'll have Allie Riley from the Western New York Flash and the New Zealand national team. Of course, she played in the World Cup. But coming up right now, we're going to talk about the Rochester Rhinos. And the Rhinos have a big game coming up this Friday at 8 p.m. against the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. Don't forget that special starting time of 8 o'clock. And joining us now to talk about that and the match on Saturday in Orlando is midfielder Alfonso Montalcavan. His appearance is brought to you by the Rochester Rhinos. Call 454-KICK to get your tickets. Alfonso, thanks for joining us tonight.
Thanks for having me again.
No problem. Always glad to have you on the show. And I know that you guys must have been disappointed with the result in Orlando, but let me ask you this. There was a 75-minute delay in that match because of a bad storm. And how did that affect the team when the break was called and you guys had to go back to the locker room and just wait till the storm passed? What happened during that break?
I mean, we went back into the locker room. We tried to regroup. Obviously, you know, it was like, we'll be back on the field in 10 minutes, 20 minutes, and then it became like an hour, hour and 15, I think. And the whole time we were trying to fix our problems that we were having on the field, and we were trying to, you know, stay loose, so we were kicking balls around in the locker room and jogging around in the locker room, and then, you know, eventually we were able to play it out. So that's more or less what went on in the locker room, you know?
Well, Alfonso, just tell us a little bit about the game. I mean, you know, it seemed like Orlando's got your guys' number. I mean, you know, two games in a row lost to them, and that the one over here, you guys played pretty well, but came at the losing end. So, what do you think is the problem?
I mean, first and foremost, you know, Orlando's a very good team. You know, there's no doubt about that. That's where they sit at number one overall and number one in their conference. And you know, I think the game here, we after we got scored on, and for most of the game, I thought we outplayed them. We just couldn't finish on that night. And then we go down there, we go up 1-0, you know. And then you know, instead of really, you know, coming together and saying, hey, you know, we're up 1-0 on the road, and kind of like, you know, turn it up a notch, it was like we kind of deflated instead of doing that. And then, you know, they just came and started attacking us. And, you know, for the most part, we didn't really play together, which is, you know, not what the game plan was. And, you know, one guy would pressure on his own, and then the other guys would, you know, rest. And then another guy would pressure, you know, and then the other guys would rest. So, you know, it's tough when you don't play collective, especially when it's hot, you know. I mean, it's not as hot as you know, we thought it was going to be, but it was so warm. But, you know, we can't take away from how good Orlando is, you know. Those guys have been playing together for 2 or 3 years.
Alfonso, you know, what I have observed in your play with the Rhinos, that you know, the position that you play and the responsibility the coach is giving you, you know, you're the guy that everybody relies upon to control the flow of play. Is that an unjust thing to do to you? Because it seems to me that you know, when you have the ball on your feet and you're looking for someone to give the ball, nobody opens up, and it makes your job very difficult, because by the time you get ready to give the ball away, you got people on top of you, and there's nobody open for you to give the ball to.
I mean, you know, yeah, I think one of my main responsibilities is to connect the team, you know, from the back to the front. And, I mean, I have no problem doing that. And, you know, I mean, you guys watch a lot of our games, and you know, your observations sometimes correct. You know, sometimes we get stuck where we got it, we broke down, you know, we're in midfield and now there's no movement. And I think that's one of the things we lack up front sometimes. We don't have enough movement from our attacking fours. So, you know, just to keep it, we have to go backwards, you know, and then we got to build again. And by then, the moment's lost. So, you know, sometimes it's a bit frustrating because you're right. We got nothing going on, or people aren't moving. You know,
one of the things that I didn't learn throughout this whatever career that I had in soccer, or whatever knowledge that I have in soccer, that sometimes the glory is not deserved by the people who really score the goals, or it's deserved by the people who play without the ball, to know, you know, to be able to open themselves up to create the opportunities. And sometimes I don't see that.
I mean, you know, I think you're 100% when you say that. You know, I think I grew up playing up top, and I scored my fair amount of goals. But at the end of the day, you know, the way I look at the game is nobody cares, you know, how many goals, how many assists you got. At the end of the day, everybody cares about wins, losses, and ties, you know? And,
exactly.
And people care about championships. And, you know, I think, you know, players get in that mindset that, you know, oh, I got to get numbers. Well, you're not going to get numbers if the team isn't playing well, you know?
It's true, Alfonso. I know that coming up the rest of the season, this is a short season for you guys compared to last year, because there's only 24 matches. The Rhinos have 6 games left, counting this coming Friday against Pittsburgh. Orlando actually only has 3 games left, and they're all at home. So it's probably going to be a little bit tough to catch Orlando at this point, unless they drop some points at home. But is the team now concentrating on trying to lock down first place in the division ahead of Harrisburg and New York and a charging Pittsburgh team, and also Los Angeles? Is that not what the team is focusing on, trying to nail down first place in the division and then see what happens in the playoffs?
I mean, at this point, you know, we can only worry about what we can control, you know, and what we can control is Pittsburgh on Friday night. We're not, you know, looking into anything else, you know. I know Harrisburg's a good team, LA is a good team, you know. Pittsburgh's going to be a tough team on Friday night, you know what I mean? So we're not overlooking any of this. We're going to take it a game at a time. There's 6 games left for us. Orlando has 3 games. They're going to do their thing, and we're going to do our thing, you know. And most importantly, out of all this, is we got to get it right before we do start those playoffs, you know.
Absolutely. And I guess the one thing I hope doesn't happen is that if you guys win out and L.A. wins out, L.A. will win the division title without even playing the Rhinos at all during the season, which I think is very unfair. But I have a feeling L.A. is going to drop some points somewhere along the line here. But I know we're all looking forward to the rest of the regular season starting this Friday night, 8 p.m. against Pittsburgh, and look forward to seeing the number 5, Alfonso Montalvan, out on the pitch. So we wish you guys the best of luck, and we'll see you on Friday at the stadium.
Thank you very much for having me, guys.
No problem, Alfonso. Alfonso Montalcavan from the Rochester Rhinos here on Soccer is the Kick of the Grass. Again, 8 p.m. Friday night, special kickoff time, and the Rhinos hosting the Pittsburgh Riverhounds, division rival. Should be a great matchup. And also a great matchup, of course, is this Wednesday, 7:30, Magic Jack with Abby Wambach, Megan Rapinoe, Hope Solo, against our Western New York Flash with Alex Morgan, Christina Sinclair, and our next guest, New Zealand International Allie Riley, here on your Sports Leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Ashlyn Harris, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Cooja Cooge, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me, salvatores.com.
The Rochester Rhinos continue play in their 16th season. The Rhinos' next home match is Friday, July 22nd at 8 p.m. against the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. Rhinos' single-game tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. Group sale discounts are available. Get the complete 2011 schedule by visiting the Rhinos' website at rhinosoccer.com. Be at the heart of the Rhinos' action at Salem Stadium all season long.
Motorcycles don't have bumpers, and they don't have seatbelts. On a bike, there's no such thing as a fender bender. That's why you need motorcycle insurance that covers more than just your bike. So get Allstate. For the price of insuring your bike, Allstate can also protect you for as low as $100 a year. Dollar for dollar, nobody protects the rider like Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins' deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
New Way Auto Parts, your locally owned and operated full-service auto parts store, has serviced Rochester area consumers for over 50 years. New Way stocks a full line of AC Delco and Motorcraft parts, along with Wix filters, Monroe shocks and struts, Walker exhausts, and Timken bearings. Six locations in the Rochester area, including in the city, Irondequoit, Greece, Gates, Henrietta, and Farmington. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HAHNAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
Watch the sparks fly as Rochester enters the highest level of women's professional soccer in the world with the Western New York Flash. Starring five-time FIFA Player of the Year, Marta. Ball girl opportunities, season, and group ticket specials online at WNYFlash.com. Strike it big with Marta and the Flash. get struck.
Come see the Flash Wednesday, July 20th at 7:30 at Salem Stadium against Abby Wambach and Magic Jack SC. The Western New York Flash, experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Batista here and Joe Redcard Sirianni, and the entire soccer world is going to be focused on Rochester, Joe, this Wednesday as the Flash hosts the Magic Jack, and over 12,000 tickets have already been sold for the match. It's going to be a great atmosphere. I'm really looking forward to it.
It's going to be just like a reunion all over again. I mean, all the people that we love, they're all going to be there. All the people that we watched on television and cheer for or against, they're going to be there. So, you know, it's going to be great.
And one of those players, of course, is a member of our Western New York Flash and a proud member of the Football Ferns of New Zealand. Allie Riley joins us now, and Allie's appearance brought to you by the Western New York Flash. To get tickets for any of the Flash's three remaining home matches, call them at 716-655-PLAY. Allie, thanks for joining us, and congratulations to you and New Zealand for a great World Cup tournament.
Hi, thank you, and thanks for having me on the show tonight.
No problem. And Allie, we watched every game in the World Cup, Joe and I, and we're obviously paying attention to New Zealand because you play on them, and also after what the All Whites did in the Men's World Cup last year, we were all looking to see what New Zealand could do this time around, and you guys played very, very well. You earned your first ever point, and as you scored two late goals against Mexico to tie that match, and the joy that you guys showed on the sideline when you got that second goal, and I think the whole country was erupting as well. They're very proud of you, of your team, and what you accomplished.
Thank you. Yeah, we were definitely inspired by the All Whites last year, and obviously we're disappointed that we couldn't go through and we couldn't get a win, but yeah, as you mentioned, we were so happy for that tie, and it meant a lot to us, and it'll be really important moving forward next year for our Olympic campaign. So we are really excited about that.
Alia, just, yesterday game was a heartbreaker for everybody, especially for the United States, of course, and the people that play with the Flash, and the people that, you know, Abby Wambach especially, they wanted so much to win for the United States and for themselves. How did you see the game?
We were on our way to our own games. We kind of pulled up in the parking lot or the grass area outside the stadium in New Jersey. So it was pretty funny. There are all these kids, all these people watching from their cars, and we pulled the bus in and were anxiously watching from the TV. And then, of course, when it went to penalties, we had to start warming up. So we were just listening over the loudspeaker, and everyone was rooting for the U.S. But at the same time, you know, Japan has played so well the entire tournament, and they were calling them like the giant killers, and, you know, playing Sweden, playing Germany, and playing against us, we just saw how technically gifted they were, and, you know, just kind of the sentimental favorites. It was really amazing to see their joy when they won. We obviously watched the replay after our game, so I think deep down a lot of people were happy with the result anyways, so it was exciting, and but we definitely, after the U.S. lost, we were like, we got to come together and we're going to win, because we haven't been getting the results that we wanted at the Flash, and we came together and had a good game, so it was really exciting to get that win.
2-0 over the Sky Blue FC yesterday. Allie, you played against Japan in the group stage, so tell us what it was like playing against the eventual world champions on the field. What is it like against them?
They have some really, really amazing players. They all individually have amazing footwork, great speed, and then, you know, you get 10 of those players on the field together, and they're just 1-2 passing, give and goes, and then clinical finishes. Ayamiyama with her free kicks, where, you know, she had a great, great tournament. Obviously, Sawa is just such an inspirational player. Her fifth World Cup, I still find that so mind-boggling that she's so amazing after all these years, and they're just really gracious winners too, and you know, because they beat us a little bit, but also because of how beautifully they played the game, I was rooting for them as well.
Well, you guys only lost to them 2-1, so you guys really made a great statement for New Zealand soccer. You played very well in all your matches, but tell me about your personal experience playing in this World Cup in Germany. What was it like for you, personally?
It was amazing. I think 4 years ago, we were really disappointed with how we played. We weren't really prepared in 2007, so this time around, we had studied our opponents, and the atmosphere in Germany was so cool. It was just the crowds, the fans, just for every game, it didn't matter who was playing. They're just amazing soccer fans, and all the cities were great. The stadiums were so impressive. And it was great seeing, you know, now that I have teammates on so many different countries, we'd run into each other in the different cities, and it was great. And I was lucky enough to have my parents there and kind of enjoy the experience, even though we didn't get the results we wanted. It was a really fun time, definitely something I'll always remember.
You know, the European and Germany really did a fantastic job in promoting the game, you know, promoting the World Cup, because even though Germany was out of the contention, yesterday there was almost 50,000 people on the stadium watching the final, and all the games there all drew from 25,000 to almost 50,000 people. That you know, even though their country was not there or whatever, they were there enjoying soccer at its best.
Yeah, the fans were great. I mean, I wasn't really sure what to expect, especially in that last game. You know, New Zealand and Mexico were both pretty much out of the tournament. We definitely were. Mexico kind of had a prayer there. But, you know, then to have, I think we had over 20,000 at that game, and people wearing our colors and their Kiwis coming out of the woodworks, and just so many people there staying late after the games for us to sign autographs and to just to say thank you to us, and that they were proud and everything. It was really, really cool. Germany did a great job.
I'll tell you, Allie, this Wednesday is going to be one of the biggest soccer events in this city in many, many years, with the match against Magic Jack and all the U.S. players coming back and the international players coming back, and 12,000-plus fans. We're hoping to get, there's going to be a sellout. What's the team's outlook, and what are they feeling right now as they prepare for Wednesday?
Yeah, it's going to be huge. Definitely sold out. They're going to try to add some more bleachers, actually, to try to get more people in, but we're so excited, and I think the atmosphere around women's soccer right now is so important. And you know, I think the last couple of days we're definitely focused on our New Jersey game, but we got a recovery in today. We'll have a good practice tomorrow, and then we're right back in it. So I think we're just trying to manage our bodies recovering from the game last night and also getting prepared. But we're in a really good place. We're really excited, and obviously it's going to be an emotional game for a lot of players who just played in huge games back in Germany. So, yeah, I'm really excited. I hope there's a great turnout and great fans cheering for both sides.
It's going to be a great match, and Joe and I will be there, of course, and we invite everybody, again, if you want to get your tickets, get them tomorrow at the stadium. 454-KICKS the number to call if you want to call in your order. Allie, thanks for being with us. We look forward to seeing you guys Wednesday night, 7:30, as we celebrate women's soccer here in Rochester. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you. See you Wednesday.
Okay.
Very good. Bye-bye.
Allie Riley from the Western New York Flash here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Again, Friday, Wednesday night, 7:30, the Flash and Magic Jack with Abby Wambach and all the great U.S. players. It's going to be great.
And Friday is the Rhinos.
Friday is the Rhinos at 8 p.m. kickoff against Pittsburgh. And then, you want to forget, the Flash play Sunday in Boston, 6 p.m., and it will be on television on Fox Soccer Channel. So you can catch the Flash twice this week, one live and once via television. So it's going to be a great soccer week. And, of course, all the great international matches this week in the World Football Challenge on ESPN. Check ESPN for the information about when the matches are going to be on. Thanks again for Allie Riley, AJ Cesare, Alfonso Montalcavan, Eric Trendle, Guillermo Barrascolotto, and Gary Moody who set that up. Thank you so much. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Bob D'Angelo at the WYSL Controls. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040, WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, the Soccer Shack, Salen's Meat Products, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.